I invite you to pay close attention to a very powerful and packed passage. God's word to us in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30, reading from the ESV. Because of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Let's go back to the middle of that verse. It's a very incredible concept that a person, Jesus, is your wisdom from God in three ways. Think of these big catechism words said in this order: righteousness, sanctification, redemption. We could say it another way. You are, because of Christ, completely righteous in God's eyes, set apart for him, and finally and forever claimed by him. That's a gift in which we can wrap it all together with Christ in the middle of it all. When you have Jesus by faith, you have the wisdom of his righteousness given as your own. Righteousness properly understood is a fitting thing to talk about this time of year as a Reformation concept. Unfortunately, righteousness is not understood, misunderstood, even by the Apostle Paul at one point, and Martin Luther, and so many people today who gravitate to a foolish notion: work righteousness. It's not uncommon at all. If people are at all sensitive to the prospect of facing God on Judgment Day, they instinctively assume that it's up to them to do many good things in their lives to make up for the bad things. Now, you know that's a hopeless delusion because of the bad news in God's word that says all of our sins pile up individually as an unpayable debt, a debt which threatens to put anyone, us included, into the worst debtor's prison there is. Well, you also know, you've been taught the wisdom of the gospel, the good news that Christ came and paid that debt for you. Not only that, he lived a perfect life in your place, establishing his righteousness, his perfection, as your spotless record with God. He did all the required work, and you get the credit as a direct transfer, a complete ready-made thing that you now get to trust as your confidence to meet God whenever that day comes. Now, that confidence, that faith in Christ, has also come as a gift, as part of the wisdom that you get from the Lord based on Jesus. When you believe in Christ, or as Paul puts it, when you are in Christ, you're wrapped in Jesus. It happened at your baptism. Think of the passage. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on, like a garment, have put on Christ. This means that when God looks at you, he sees Jesus. He sees righteousness. You are righteous in the Lord's eyes, completely acceptable to him, because our Lord Jesus has washed us clean in his blood. Briefly put, that's the wisdom of having Jesus as your righteousness, which then leads to the wisdom of having him as your sanctification. These are connected, and the sequence matters. Righteousness first, as a perfect gift, no need for improvement. Sanctification second, as a work in progress. And God does the work in us in this instance. Here's how it happens. As we circle back to the good news of our salvation, it's going to have a powerful impact on how we think, what we speak, what we do, motivating us to see ourselves primarily as belonging to God and having Him govern our lives based on what He tells us in the Bible. As a result of receiving God's forgiveness offered in the Word, offered in the sacrament of communion, we are empowered by God and His work inside of our hearts to live our lives His way, seeking His glory rather than our own, learning to be thankful people, content with what He gives us, dependent on Him in our prayers, loving other people, especially fellow Christians, and at the same time not compromising on what is right and true, all because of Christ, the wisdom of our Christian life, our sanctification. He will also be the wisdom of our final redemption. Probably we have Paul in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30 sounding like Jesus in Luke 21. Regarding judgment day, Jesus said, "When these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near." In Christ, we know how it is going to turn out for us. This wisdom we have is more than wishful thinking. We have certainty based on Christ's work and God's promises. We even get to see ourselves now as already there in glory. Not because of who we are or anything that we do, but entirely because of what Christ has done and what God has said. I can't help but say it, that the best thing at Emmanuel is right here in front of me, under my left hand. This truth of Scripture, this heavenly wisdom, is to be the main focus of what we do at this school in all three departments. In this wisdom, we have God talking to us, the only way that's going to happen, loving us out loud in His many assurances, while also working in us what He expects of us. That may be repentance and recovery, or greater conviction in times of doubts, or better understanding of His doctrines, a strengthened faith leading to a firmer commitment to be His people in the world, but not of the world. For that reason, I can say, and I hope you agree, the second quarter can be very good, and this school year very blessed, simply because we have Jesus at front and center. He is your perfect righteousness with God, your growing, improving sanctification to God, and the perfect, complete hope of your final redemption by God. Claim Him as your wonderful wisdom from God. Amen. We'll close this morning with all the stanzas of Hymn 391.